as always, we understand the great value of concentration. And our aim during this entire period is to stay beyond the story. We see that nothing will come to a halt if we do not get wrapped up in the story. We got a clear destination. Stay in that expanse of light, the alaukik world beyond the story. And different words may add to the richness of this experience. But all along, we are seeing that golden red sky. That is the reference. As if we are in that light. Aware that this is far, far away from the physical world. World of complete silence. If we hear any sound, it is in the far away story. World of complete stillness. We choose to be in this silence, to be in this complete stillness, aware that this dimension is timeless, eternal, exists forever. We are seeing this with the amazement that such a world exists. Further, we are realizing that this is the home of the souls. This is not just a meditation experience. In this sky are the living stars. And they have a sense of belonging here. This is their true home, the only home. Living stars. We understand this is the main thing. this is the true family and the true home. The temporary story is not the main thing. All along, we are in this warm light of this home. I'm just aware that this is the world of light, but in this world is also the true family, and this is the true home. The feelings of belonging, we understand this. These living stars, they are immortal, and this home is eternal. This environment, this spiritual environment, helps the true self to become conscious. The soul wakes up. For the soul to wake up, you need the environment. No one can wake up in vacuum. The environment of the story, gross environment, that favors the ego. Ego wakes up in that environment. Environment of the supreme home, because in this environment there is true shanti. There is true family. There is immortality. That environment favors the soul. Soul wakes up. And this is an important milestone. Soul that is conscious, he understands that he is that presence. Invisible presence. It appears normal for him. To be immortal appears normal. It also means he is beyond harm. To know that you are immortal, it makes you most powerful, immortal. Nothing can harm you, even the slightest. What an amazing thing to know, and cannot ignore this easily. We see it with that amazement that it deserves. he knows his complete independence from the story. The entire physical world, many, many things going on there, he now understands it is a performance. It is blatantly obvious. Everything has an end, every episode has an end. That is the nature of the story. There's a variety within it. That is what makes it rich. But he is free, invisible soul. He sees himself as an invisible player. He is independent from that story. It is their story, may not be there. He is separate. His world is separate. We shine light on this. We acknowledge this. Because ordinary consciousness, ego-based life, is not free from the story. Everything matters. And as a result, forever a victim. The invisible player who is conscious, he understands he is never a victim. Not even the slightest. And doesn't need anything from the story. Never a beggar. Ever. That's why this invisible player is also the invisible prince. He belongs to the King of Kings. All subtle and alaukik, unearthly. Because this world itself is beyond the story. Things in the story are gross. Beyond the story is alaukik. And this is the true family, true father, true home, and the true self. What a swing. There was a time when he's completely entangled in the story, and just one step of the soul waking up, and he finds this timeless prize where there is true home, true father, true family, and even the true self. The self wakes up. We see with amazement that such is the truth of everyone. All are these immortal, invisible players. All are these living stars. And they are noble and immortal and safe. We also know every second that we are experiencing this, experiencing the home, experiencing this world of light. Just our attention on this dimension. It is making the soul powerful, but we also help others. They also experience light, improve their chances of waking up. As we continue on our journey in the sky or on earth, we remember this beautiful truth, immensely beautiful truth. We remember it with amazement. Next few minutes, we come to another practice. The awareness will, of course, continue. The invisible player remains the invisible player. And if he is from the family of God, that continues. And if he is lucky, that continues. He is now visiting the physical world. That is where our rest of the day is. To have the awareness of the home. And this truth is great, but right now we are in this physical world. But the invisible player comes in the physical world as an invisible guest. Very clear, he does not belong here. If he forgets this, then there is chance he can get drawn into the story and cross the line into ignorance. The invisible player is an invisible guest, very aware of his guaranteed exit. very aware of his home and his wonder, the truth. And the invisible guest is associated with this great drama, the performance, the story, associated with many, many things, including a part, temporary part. But the invisible guest is aware. He doesn't need to own anything within that stage, temporary stage. And so he never loses anything. He doesn't own any of the story characters. He has no uncles and aunties in the Cinderella world. So he never loses anyone. He knows he doesn't own a single atom. He is very, very loosely involved in that story. Doesn't own a single atom there. Got nothing ever to lose. He experiences that complete liberation whilst on the stage.